the trade war means that we as a state that earns a living by selling agricultural products and manufactured goods around the globe have less markets. And what that means is a lower price for what we produce. In addition to that, it could also mean that what we buy costs more. So there's two aspects of this. We get less money for what we make, and we spend more trying to make it. And that is a real challenge at a time in Kansas in which particularly the agricultural economy is struggling with low commodity prices, bad weather. But our manufacturers, I mean, this is certainly an issue here in Salina in manufacturing. We manufacture airplanes across central Kansas. We manufacture automobiles in Wyandotte County. Those supply chains where components come in and products go out are harmed whenever we can't access those markets. And what it means is fewer people having jobs, and the jobs we have paying less. And that's something we want to avoid.
All right, one more question for me. You mentioned something, I guess for lack of a better term, collateral damage. This maybe could see farms shrink or maybe even go away.
Well, the damage that I see is what I call intergenerational, the next generation. Who's going to be a farmer in Kansas? And decisions are made on family farms between moms and dads and sons and daughters all the time. Can we afford to have you come back to the farm? Can we afford to have you stay on the farm? And if you look at today's challenges already and then add the uncertainty of a trade war, that I'm worried that the decision in too many instances will be it just doesn't work, and that's going to be damaging to Kansas and its future. So trade is important today, but as we make decisions about the future of agriculture in Kansas, it's important tomorrow. And once we lose those markets, what's the guarantee that says we're ever going to get them back?